Welcome to the Component 2, Culture of Healthcare, Unit 3, Healthcare Settings, Overview, and Lecture 3.1.A. Unit 3 discusses healthcare settings or where healthcare is delivered. The objectives for this unit include differentiate the range of care delivery organizations, including primary care, specialty care, tertiary care, inpatient and outpatient facilities, and long-term care facilities. Analyze the organization of healthcare delivery from the perspective of a continuum of care, such as ambulatory services, inpatient care, long-term care, and end-of-life care. Evaluate the similarities and differences of community hospitals and teaching hospitals. Describe various departments and services offered in a hospital. Describe ways in which medical and/or information technology has improved interdepartmental communication and how that has improved the patient experience. Explain the ways in which these departments interact and the services relate. Speculate on the data and information that are created and used by people in these departments. This unit will consist of 5 separate topics: outpatient care, hospitals, hospital structure, hospital departments, and their functions, Part 1 and 2. Let's begin the lecture for Unit 3.1.A, Outpatient Care. In this lecture, we will cover the definition, organizational chart, and the personnel that work in an outpatient clinic. Outpatient clinics are also known as ambulatory care and primary care clinics. An urgent care clinic is a type of outpatient clinic. These clinics do not require prior appointments, while most outpatient clinics require patients make an appointment to see a provider. To ambulate means to walk. So these are clinics where the patients can walk in to receive the care. This is the most common setting where healthcare is delivered. Most outpatient clinics are privately owned by a provider or a group of providers. Recently, more and more large healthcare systems are operating outpatient clinics where the physicians are employed by the system or corporation. Even though the privately owned clinic is most common, health insurance plans can also own outpatient clinics. For example, Kaiser owns its outpatient clinics and the providers are employees. Even though when we talk about outpatient clinics, we are referencing the typical physician-owned and operated clinic that provides primary care services, there are other clinics that treat patients on an outpatient basis. These facilities that provide diagnostic testing, diagnostic imaging, or physical therapy. These owners may be physicians or other healthcare professionals. Outpatient clinics have a simple organizational structure that resembles a business more than a hospital. Let's look at the typical outpatient organizational chart. The healthcare provider is at the top of the chart as the owner of the clinic. Typically, there are 3 managers under the control of the owner: the accountant, office manager, nurse practitioners, and physician's assistants. The accountant is responsible for the bookkeeping functions of the practice/clinic/business. The nurse practitioners and physician's assistants are the physician extenders. These folks deliver quality health care under the supervision of a physician. They take patient histories, evaluate health data to come up with a diagnosis, and prescribe medication and other treatments. The third position is the office manager. This person is responsible for much of the daily function of the clinic. Let's take a more in-depth look at the clinic personnel. We'll start at the top of the organizational chart with the healthcare provider/physician. This is the person that usually owns the clinic. There can be more than one owner. Many times a group of physicians will get together to jointly own an outpatient clinic or a practice, as it is commonly called. Why would physicians be inclined to even do this? Most physicians' offices are open during normal working hours, 8 or 9 a.m. until 5 or 6 p.m. These hours work pretty well for the routine conditions. Since physicians are not employed by hospitals, and this will be covered further in this section on hospital structure, they work at the hospital in addition to the times their clinics are open. If a physician sees a patient in a clinic that is very ill and is admitted to the hospital, the physician will usually go care for that patient before his clinic opens or after his clinic closes. This provides the patient with a continuity of care because the same physician cares for them in an outpatient setting and also in an inpatient setting. Other physicians may also care for this patient in the hospital, such as specialists. In addition to physicians owning outpatient healthcare facilities, physical therapists, occupational therapists, or radiologists may also own outpatient clinics. The clinics owned by other healthcare professionals usually have a specific purpose. For example, a physical therapist can own an outpatient clinic that focuses on providing physical therapy services to patients. Providing these services to patients in an outpatient setting is a cost-effective mode of delivery. Sometimes occupational and physical therapists can become partners to provide both physical therapy and occupational therapy services, and this clinic may call themselves a rehabilitation clinic. Radiologists can also own clinics that focus on a specific function, such as MRI, CT, or mammography. One thing that all these clinics have in common is that they provide care to patients on an outpatient basis. Patients are able to come to the clinics to receive care. One major function of the physician or owner of the clinic is to ensure that quality care is delivered to each and every patient. This is a huge undertaking. The physician should review all the patient encounters to determine if the nurse practitioner, physician assistant, and other physicians meet the practice guidelines and the standard of care expected by the owner or physician. In addition to seeing patients, the owner is also responsible for managing the clinic business. He must make sure that payroll obligations are met in a timely manner. He must also make sure that all the bills are paid on time. He will rely on the accountant, office manager, and other healthcare providers to help make his practice a good quality practice and a profitable business. Next, let's talk about the nurse practitioners and physician's assistants. These folks have master's degrees and they can specialize in particular departments such as pediatrics, orthopedics, or dermatology, to name a few. These healthcare professionals are licensed to provide care under the supervision of a licensed physician. The physicians will review their patient encounters with the professional and suggest other treatments, tests, or strategies for managing a patient's condition if he feels it's necessary. These professionals earn a lower salary than a physician, so they can provide high-quality, cost-effective primary care to patients at a lower cost. This saves the patient and owner money. Some physicians prefer not to use these healthcare professionals and staff the clinic with only physicians. Next, let's take a closer look at the medical office manager. This person has the top supervisory position in the clinic and has a huge scope of work. This person wears many hats as they will supervise the scheduling, the coding, the billing, collections, patient relations, and the allied health staff. They also act as a liaison between the healthcare providers and the non-clinical staff. This person is responsible for all the cash flow into the clinic and providing customer service to the patients once they walk in the door. They supervise nurses, the RNs, who in turn supervise other nurses, the LPNs, medical assistants, and any ancillary service personnel such as lab techs or x-ray techs. They also supervise the receptionists and the front office staff, coding and billing personnel, transcription and medical records folks, and last but not least, the housekeeping and maintenance staff. When you look at the office manager's job scope, this area plays a huge role in greeting the patients, generating and storing patient financial, social, and health information, providing assistance to the physician, generating the revenue for the clinic through the coding and billing functions, and maintaining the facility through housekeeping and maintenance. What a range of duties. The reception and front office staff are the frontline personnel that begin providing customer service to the patient once they walk in the door. These folks greet the patient, take any insurance information necessary, collect a copay, then have them wait for the clinical staff to bring them back to the room. These folks also interact with the patients after the visit if another appointment needs to be scheduled or if more information is needed from the patient. These folks will pull a patient's medical records before their appointment and file the medical records after their appointments. The coding and billing staff do not have direct patient contact, but they are the experts in the type of information required by the government, Medicare and Medicaid, and insurance companies to acquire reimbursement for services rendered. These folks also check the medical charts for accuracy and completion. When a provider sees a patient, they will note subjective and objective medical data in the chart, as well as a diagnosis and treatment plan. If the physician is interrupted, words or phrases may be omitted or repeated. They will also use the International Classification of Disease, ICD, to assign an appropriate diagnosis code. Appropriate standard procedure codes, CPT, will be assigned to any procedures performed. The billers will make sure that this information is sent in the form of a claim to the government and/or insurance companies. This is how the physician will receive payment for services rendered to patients. Many times, physicians do not have time to write down patient encounters. Instead, they'll tape record the information that needs to go on a patient's chart. This information is then typed into a document by a medical transcriptionist. Medical records clerks are the folks that take the different pieces of information, the transcribed patient encounter, lab results, diagnostic imaging results, specialist referrals, etc., and make sure it is placed into the patient's medical record. It is important that all this information is placed into the medical record so that the physician and anyone in the future can look back and see what testing was performed and the results of those tests. Housekeeping and maintenance folks play a big part in maintaining an outpatient clinic. They keep the facility free from hazardous and non-hazardous waste, clean and appealing, and functioning properly. Generally, outpatient clinics generate biohazardous waste as a result of doing procedures that result in blood and body fluids being exposed to the environment. Federal law mandates particular procedures to be used for the disposal of this waste. Registered nurses, licensed practical nurses, and medical assistants round out the healthcare team. These workers are supervised by the office manager but are engaged in providing care to patients. The exact number of each of these workers is based on the need of the practice as determined by the owner. The outpatient clinic generates much health information. This information includes, but is not limited to, chart notes, lab results, other test results, referrals, and the patient's personal, financial, and social data. In summary, we learn that outpatient clinics are the largest primary care delivery system. People go to the clinic to receive the healthcare services. The clinic is usually owned by a healthcare provider / physician, but can also be owned by an insurance company or corporation. The professionals employed in an outpatient clinic includes the nurse practitioner, physician's assistants, medical office manager, nurses, reception and front office staff, coding and billing, medical transcriptionists, medical records workers, housekeeping, maintenance, and medical assistants. Lastly, we learned that health information generated in a clinic includes chart notes, lab results, other objective test results, patients' personal, financial, and social data. This concludes Lecture 3.1.A.